Most children's museums don't feature works by some of the most in-demand artists, but that's exactly what the Children's Museum of Manhattan has done with its current show, made up of works by three contemporary artists. Elizabeth Murray creates large, brightly colored canvases that can look like puzzles. William Wegman's photographs of his dogs, Weimaraners, have been in magazines and museums around the world. And Fred Wilson makes artwork out of museums. From New York, Karen Michelle reports the three have created new works especially for children.
Art Inside Out invites children aged toddler through 12 to become one with works of art, to figure out how they're made from the inside out.
We're taking the big things off and dropping them on the ground and smashing them around. Seems to be about his level. He's 1.5.
Quinn and his mother, Heather, take huge magnets in the swirly shapes and candy colors of Elizabeth Murray's painting, Plan 9, and arrange them, sort of, on a wall of the museum near the painting.
You know what? Of all the activities I do with him, at least it's interesting for me. I've got to stand around somewhere on a rainy day, so this is way more interesting than a lot of other things we do.
Cat?
A group of girls cluster around the painting itself, a pulsating canvas of green and blue amoeboid shapes, trying to decipher its meaning.
Someone's dinner table, and like they set it down, and like it's wacky, like everything's like bended and it's not the same.
Dining table or whatever, you can look at, rearrange, and walk on and into reimaginings of the painting on the walls and floor around it. The point is to see the original artwork and to, in this case, literally step into it. In the museum's installation, Murray's shapes ooze around to Fred Wilson's installation of cabinets of rearranged museum objects and plop against William Wegman's dog-inhabited house on the other side. Debbie Schwartz curated the show.
The idea for me of being able to bring together serious artists working in, you know, in their own milieu as artists doing great works in the context of a children's museum is absolutely irresistible.
Schwartz doubles as the assistant director of education at the Museum of Modern Art, the one for grown-ups.
I guess as we were making choices about the artists for this exhibit, one of our goals was, in fact, to kind of raise the bar, was to say, you know, we aren't going to do easy artists and just leave it at that and make things obvious. That we wanted actually to stretch people's imagination, children who come here and also the adults who come here.
Of the three artists, it's likely some of even the very young visitors are familiar with William Wegman's work. His videos on Sesame Street and children's books of his dogs in the shapes of the letters of the alphabet and his Cinderella would seem to make him a natural for this environment. Still, he was wary.
I had grave reservations about it. I really thought that it was going to be kind of an embarrassment. I thought it was going to look like the worst of the commercially oriented work, the Saks windows, but maybe without that polish. And it was a great relief when the show opened and kids were in there actually working it. At least aspects of it worked.
Wegman created a house complete with beds, a kitchen, and a black mailbox in the front door, proclaiming the occupant to be William Wegman, artist.
Now you're asleep in my bed.
Okay, I'll still
like
it.
Wegman wanted this house to be like the one he grew up in the 1940s and 50s.
As I remembered my childhood as a young artist, I always was Billy the artist, but I don't know whose house that is there. It's not quite mine.
Wegman says he intended the house to be a metaphor for the mind, for the brain.
I don't think we kept that, but we got something maybe fun and engaging and peripherally about how I work anyway when I make my works of art.
In Wegman's house, kids can cook and videotape the results, take photos of themselves dressed up, just like the dogs, sleep with cutouts of the dogs, and watch Wegman videos, including one from the 70s, singing, sort of, from his stomach. While it may be more obvious in Wegman's work, installation artist Fred Wilson feels that the creative process is much the same for all of his colleagues.
I mean, what artists do are what kids do all the time. I mean, generally speaking, artists play a lot.
Not that the effect of Wilson's work is all that playful. He combs the storerooms of venerable institutions and combines what he gets into mock museum displays. For this show, he created five cases of objects gleaned from the Brooklyn Museum of Art and the New York Historical Society. Each display speaks to the subject of power relationships. For kids, think bully. There are busts of Napoleon paired with a Senegalese head. George Washington makes an appearance too, as does Christopher Columbus.
The historical aspects to these sculptures, to my mind, that's just another layer. I was not trying to teach the children a historical lesson.
Before beginning the project, Fred Wilson, like William Wegman, worried.
Will this be an artwork, or will I have to water it down to a degree that, you know, it works well for children, but I don't feel very much like it's an artwork. And I'm very pleased to say that it works very well for me.
And it seems to work for the kids, too.
Yeah, he was the one with the power, and the others felt like they had no power over anything, not even their things, like someone could just walk right up and take them away.
With all this attention on validating the kids' feelings about art and their art making, museum director Andrew Ackerman claims the intention isn't to spawn baby Wilsons or Wegmans or Murrays.
We talked a long time in creating this exhibition about whether we consider all children to be artists or not. And there's a decided point of view here that no, not all children are artists. All children may be creative, but that does not make you an artist.
Though being in the show has inspired artist Fred Wilson to do more work with kids. He has just been named the U.S. representative to the next Venice Biennale. For now, the only place to see his work is at the Children's Museum of Manhattan. Art Inside Out is up through next December. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michel in New York.